Reading from Matthew chapter 21, reading from the beginning of the chapter. When Jesus and his disciples came near Jerusalem, he went to Bethage on the Mount of Olives and sent two of them on ahead. He told them, "Go into the next village, where at once you will find a donkey and her colt. Untie the two donkeys and bring them to me. If anyone asks you why you're doing that, just say, 'The Lord needs them.' Right away, he'll let you have the donkeys." So God's promise came true, just as the prophet had said, "Announce to the people of Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey. He comes on a colt of a donkey." The disciples left and did what Jesus told them to do. They brought the donkey and its colt and laid some clothes on their backs. Then Jesus got on. Many people spread their clothes in the road, while others put down branches which they'd cut from the trees. Some people walked on ahead of Jesus and others followed behind. They were all shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna to God in the heaven above!" When Jesus came to Jerusalem, everyone in the city was excited and asked, "Who can this be?" The crowd answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." He went to the temple and chased out everyone who was selling or buying. He turned over the tables of the money changers and the benches of the ones who were selling doves. He told them, "The scriptures say, 'My house should be called a place of worship,' but you have turned it into a place where robbers hide." Blind and lame people came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. But the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses were angry when they saw his miracles and heard the children shouting the praises to the Son of David. The men said to Jesus, "Don't you hear what those children are saying?" "Yes, I do," Jesus answered. "Don't you know that the scriptures say children and infants will sing praises?" Then Jesus left the city and went out to the village of Bethany, where he spent the night. Lord, we thank you for this party. We thank you for our Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this message about him. Bless Anthony as he speaks your message. Pour blessing upon him and pour blessing through him to us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
So before we start, I just want to set the scene again. So I'm going to say a few phrases and I want you to repeat afterwards. So, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Hosanna, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Awesome stuff. So before we start, I need to introduce you to a few dance moves, because if we're having a Jesus gospel party, then we need some gospel dance moves. So the first one is heaven to earth. So repeat them after me. Heaven to earth. Yeah. And then the other side, heaven to earth. Awesome stuff. The next one is he rescues us when we're drowning in sin. So well done. Okay, the next one is he opens the eyes of the blind. Well done, everyone. Looking great. And then the next one is welcomes us in. So we're going to explore these moves throughout the preach. So the first one is Jesus the servant king. Jesus the king of kings came from heaven to earth. And then the other side. Awesome stuff. So yeah, he laid aside his position, he laid aside his majesty and became a human, even a servant. We've recently been looking at that lately, where Jesus washed the disciples of his feet, and he had real humility in that. And now in this verse, we see him coming riding on a donkey. It makes you question, why a donkey? Why not a war horse? Why not something else? But the donkey represents that humility still. That gentleness, that peace, that authority and identity he had, he still had. But he still realized that he was humble and that actually his identity was in heaven. We should have the same heart. We should have that servant heart, but also know our identity is in heaven as well. And that we have been given power and authority through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. So the next one, a donkey. A donkey, again, a donkey. I wonder how the disciples felt of being asked by Jesus to bring a donkey. Out of all other things they could have been asked by Jesus to do, they were asked to bring a donkey. I'm wondering, maybe they thought that was a bit wild and a crazy thing to do. Like, why a donkey? Like, out of everything, maybe they've been asked to, like, cast out demons and things like that, but a donkey. So, that was a powerful thing for them to be asked to do, and actually that was part of Jesus' destiny, to be riding on that donkey. It was prophesied in the Old Testament that he would come riding on a donkey. So that makes me ask the question, are we willing to do the things that God asks us to do, even if they look a bit wild and crazy? So at church on the street, for instance, that might look a bit wild and crazy to some people, but are we actually still willing to do that for God's will and for his glory? The next bit that stood out for me was the excitement and the welcoming of the crowds. They were throwing off their coats. They were laying down palm trees, branches, and they were making sort of a red carpet like we made here today. They were welcoming the king. They were preparing the way for him. They were welcoming him in. That made me ask the question, how do we make way for the king in our own lives? How do we celebrate Jesus in each and every day? Are we welcoming him in a way that actually honors who he is? They were celebrating his approach. They were praising God. How do we welcome King Jesus? Are we celebrating the wonder of who Jesus is in our lives and what he's done? Have we lost that sense of awe and wonder of who he actually is? Because we have reason to celebrate. He is the servant king after all. They thought he was just a prophet from Nazareth, but actually we know that he's so much more than that. How much more reason do we have to celebrate Jesus? That leads me to the second dance move. So, drowning in sin. So, just like in the temple, Jesus cleaned out the temple out. He was getting rid of anything that was against God, anything that was a distraction from the worship of Jesus. In the same way, Jesus cleans out our own lives. He wants us to live a life that is pure and holy before him. And he does that through the cross. He wants us to be clean from the inside out. We too are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So he wants to sort out any offensive way within our hearts, in our lives. And he wants to bring freedom. He wants to wash us and cleanse us through the cross, through his blood. The next one is he opens the eyes of the blind. So yeah, Jesus is humble. He's gentle. But he also exercises his power and authority, his kingdom authority that he's been given. For the kingdom's sake, for building the kingdom. We serve a mighty God, but who is humble and loves to bless and serve. We should also seek to do the same too. We should be servants, but also know that the Holy Spirit is in us to build the kingdom of God, to release that kingdom authority that we have through Jesus. To see the kingdom of God advance, may we live in Jesus' authority. He is Christ in us, the hope of glory after all. May we see spiritual eyes open as well as physical ones. May we expect to see the supernatural kingdom breaking out, being unashamed and unafraid of who we are in Christ, but also what he's done, and to see the kingdom come. That brings us to the final dance move. He welcomes us in. Great stuff. He welcomes everyone in. Yeah, even the children, especially the children. They were leading the praise march, so to speak. And I was really encouraged in worship today to see the children worshiping so freely. And we could use them as an example to actually live the same life in that freedom of worship, in that flow of worship, in that joy of worship, just freely laying down our lives in such a way. May we have that faith like a child. We could learn from their praise. We could learn from their worship. Amen. Jesus also welcomes us into sharing his authority. To do the things that Jesus did and even greater. May we be expectant that God still wants to do amazing things in our lives and through us. May we see mountains move. May we see chains loosed. May we see healing complete in Jesus' name. May our faith arise. May our expectation arise. May we see the kingdom of God come in powerful ways. So just as a conclusion, may we be filled afresh with the awe and wonder of who Jesus is. He is the servant king. May we trust that he knows what he is doing, even if it looks like a donkey. May we be ready to prepare the way for the king, to welcome him into our lives and to others. May we give him permission to cleanse us from the inside out. May our faith arise. Yes, may we even have faith like a child. So I'm just going to end in prayer for you guys. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom is good and you are a good king, worthy of all praise and adoration, Lord Jesus. We want to live our lives that's worthy of you, Lord, worthy of the calling that you call us to. We want to worship in abandon, Lord Jesus. We want to go out to the streets, Lord, and proclaim your name because we have got the good news of what you've done, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can be unashamed of who you are, Lord. May we live in that kingdom authority that you have for us, Lord. May we be servants, but also may we know that you have given us power from on high, Lord. Yeah, give us that unashamedness, Lord, of the gospel. May we celebrate who you are daily in our lives, Lord. Fill us afresh with awe and wonder. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.